Pacific Naidu, East Coast Radio.
Oh, my friend, today's episode of Keep or Cut is truly horrifying.
Should we keep it or cut it? Cut it.
Every week, we get an email to producer Sihle at ecr.co.za, just Sihle at ecr.co.za, and you tell us about somebody who's did you wrong, doing you dirty, and we help you decide if you should end this person or end your relationship, friendship with them. And like I said, I'm absolutely livid about what Kulekani is currently going through. It's the most. There are many wonderful places to propose to someone, like perhaps the scene of your first date ever at a fancy dinner, or maybe like a romantic trip. But wow, take a listen to Kulekani.
Hi guys, so I recently got engaged, and because of this lockdown situation, I obviously couldn't throw an engagement party. So long story short is I invited two of my friends. They came with their partners to celebrate with us. So everything was going well, everything is fine, until my friend decided to propose to his girlfriend right there and then. I mean, like, he didn't give me a heads up. I didn't know he was going to do this. So I confronted him, and he says he was just inspired, you know, by what I was doing. So he took a leap. And yeah, so what should I do, guys? Should I keep him or cut him?
He took a chance with you, my friend. Like, do not try this at any event that is about me. Whether it's my birthday, whether it is my engagement or my wedding, I can fight you and I will fight you in a tux. For me, this friendship is over, but we all need to come together and decide what must Kulekani do. Should Kulekani keep or cut his friend who proposed at his engagement party? I am so livid on behalf of Kulekani. 0617929495.
How's it, guys? I think he should definitely cut that friendship. Firstly, it was obviously his engagement party, and secondly, that's not a decision to make lightly, and his friend was most probably intoxicated and made the spontaneous decision to ask to get engaged with his girlfriend at this guy's party. So yeah, I mean, if you're intoxicated, you shouldn't be making decisions like that in the first place. Anyways, thanks guys.
I would hope he thought long and hard about this engagement, and this is why I'm so against public proposals too. Just do it in the privacy of your own home, or like on a romantic dinner or trip, but somewhere like indoors, away from other people.
Hi guys, I think Kulekani's friend did the wrong thing. He completely broke the bro code. He completely stole Kulekani's spotlight, which was completely wrong.
I would agree.
Especially knowing that it's Kulekani's engagement and whatnot. But if you think about it, with everything that's going on in today's world, who knows if we're going to see tomorrow with everything that's going on with COVID. I think Kulekani should confront his friend and tell him that this is how he feels and he's hurt about it. And I mean, forgive and forget. We never know if we're going to see tomorrow. Life is so short.
It's tickets for me.
Just keep on living.
You know,
thanks, guys.
I can't even say that what I would do if a friend did this to me, because I think my friends would know me well enough to allow me to have my moment.
Hey Vic Naidu, this is Fezi. I think Kulekani must cut his friend, not only because of this incident, but the fact that he thought it would be okay for him to do this means that he doesn't know Kulekani very well.
Yes.
He is not worthy of being in the top two of the people invited in an exclusive engagement party. They were never really real friends in the first place.
I feel you.
No, man. Let the other kids do what you're doing. I mean, you're doing a good thing by proposing and throwing a party for your fiance. So, you mean, let the other kids learn from you and do the same. This should be like a proud moment, man. Keep that friend. At least now you've got a friend that could also be getting married, so you could be giving each other good advices.
No.
Ciao.
No. Like, yes, maybe I've inspired you to do something, but not at my event. So now, help us. Should Kulekani, keep or cut his friend? 0617929495.
Good afternoon. Because he should never dub his friend because of that. Maybe the setting and the environment was romantic enough and beautiful enough for him to want to propose to his girlfriend. I'd be very honored and very proud to know that my friend chose my venue to propose to his girlfriend, and that would be a beautiful thing. Nothing wrong with that at all. As far as I'm concerned, he's my buddy and he'll always be my buddy.
Like I said, I feel like there are many wonderful places to propose, like a first date setting, a fancy dinner, or you know, a romantic trip. But let's have some class and respect, not at someone else's party.
I think that getting engaged at somebody else's engagement party is the equivalent of another girl or a female that you've invited to your wedding wearing white at your wedding when you're the bride. So that's how I feel about it.
Okay, so we've also agreed you can't wear white to someone else's wedding. Cool. Noted.
Guys, this is Snazo. I think Kulelani should just delete, block, and cut this friend.
Even block and unfriend. I feel you on that one as well. I would probably also block. So, Mr. Robot Man, what are we doing today? What should we tell Kule Kane? Should Kule Kane keep or cut his friend for proposing at Kule Kane's engagement party?
Grab the scissors because it's time to cut it off.
Thank you for playing along. If you want us to help you decide to keep someone in your life, email producersihle@ecr.co.za for keep or cut.
Vic 90, weekdays 1 to 4 p.m. East Coast Radio.